Hour. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
What's going on? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you and you. And don't think I forgot about you for the next hour. You can always leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, Ryan Hoppy Radio. @gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Oh, we have so much to get into. Celebrity news, celebrity gossip, and my beef with the fucking post office. Now, I'm going to keep this short, but let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls out there, not everybody at their job is underpaid. Not everybody at their job is underappreciated. There's a new culture within our life where everybody thinks because they're not making enough money that they're underpaid or underappreciated. And that goes a long way. That does happen. It happens in radio. It happens at many office jobs where nine people take on the role of one person takes on the role of nine people for one salary. They don't make any more money and they're like, hey, but you're employed with health and benefits. So there's a lot of times that people are taken advantage of within a corporation, within the government. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that the post office in Pinellas County is the absolute worst. Well, I'm not going to say which branch it is because I don't want to explain to you guys what neighborhood I live in. I don't want to piss them off too much. But let me tell you, my girlfriend is always buying things online like all girlfriends do. And she'll get it from Etsy or all these places where the package comes in the mail. And our apartment complex, since the day we moved in, and this is our second place within the complex, the same apartment complex that made the rent higher and made us essentially move out of our old place and said, either pay more or you're homeless. Those same people, their mailbox is really beat up. We have like a community mailbox area, and it looks like someone grabbed the bat and just whipped it and just smacked it against the mailbox. And then the post office is like, oh, we can't deliver any mail to those post off. We can't deliver any mail to those mailboxes. They're damaged. Legally, us post office and us mailmen, we can't give you your mail because your apartment complex is too cheap to fix everything. So then we don't get the mail at all. So then, this is the ultimate Karen move that my girlfriend does. She goes to the post office and talks to them, and they're like, yeah, man, what do you want? We're not changing anything, and your apartment sucks. So we're essentially in the middle of a divorce between the apartment complex and the post office. But hey, those jobs, if it's a DMV or a post office, I don't expect you to be friendly. I don't expect you to be my friend. I don't expect to leave the job or to leave the building going, oh my God, if it's working with them, working there, or just going to the post office. You never go to the post office and you're like, oh my God, this is going to be the experience of a lifetime. No one's ever said, oh my God, I want to go to the post office. It's the place to be, man. Everyone's so cool. But in that same sentence, you got to do your job. Because there's this real dickhead of a mailman. And the problem is the mailmen don't work for the post office. They work for something else. So they're just reporting to the post office. So this mailman will just like not deliver packages. About 90 million packages. Literally every package. That's an exaggeration, obviously. But almost every one of my girlfriend's packages have gotten lost. Oh, we don't know where the hell it is. So then she goes off to the post office guy. And talks to him. He calls her a bitch. They go back and forth at it. I wasn't there for it. I don't care. Blah, blah, blah. So obviously, the postman's a dick. Obviously, the post office is a bunch of underpaid cretins. And you're going, Ryan, it sounds like every post office. Why do we care about your post office? Why does your mail delivery issues, why does that resonate with any of us? Why do we care if you get your packages or not? You're probably sitting there listening to this going, why do you even want to tell us? Why do you think we would care? Here's why. So they can go, well, they essentially said, in some words or not, I wasn't there, but they essentially said, we can't guarantee that you're ever going to get anything that was mailed to you. But if you pay, how much was it? But if you pay between $342 to $600, you can get a P.O. box at the post office. And we're like, okay, whatever. Let me tell you. So we go to the post office today. I'm going, because my girlfriend's like, I got a bunch of packages I have to get. Go check on Hoagie. I think he's doing something. Talking to my girlfriend here. This is a really crazy megaplex, not his happy hour.
Shut up!
So I go to the post office. Oh, that was mine. I left out the pill cap. Oops. She hates when I said oops. She wants to kill me when I say oops at the house. Right? Yeah. Okay. So we walk into the post office, and let me tell you, we go to the P.O. box, and I'm going, oh, there's no way in hell all the mail's going to be there. There's no way in hell. So my girlfriend grabs the mailbox key and opens up the mailbox. And what do we see there? All the packages that she has purchased since getting the P.O. box. So those fucking scumbags don't give a shit if there's too much mail. It's like, what is it like? It's like paying for who, you know what that's equivalent to? Us getting the P.O. box and then everything being perfectly there, but us not having the P.O. box and almost never getting our mail. Because you know what happened? There was a few like immigrants. My girlfriend can speak all the, or she knows other languages. And one of them were saying that's our like immigrant documents that the mailbox at the post office just lost. Like, think about the fact that you're going to lose important things when the mailbox doesn't do their job. And you know what this is equivalent to? You know when you watch Hulu? Or you watch Peacock and like you can get like the basic service. It's like going on IMDb TV, now freebie. All those services that are free. It's like going on Crackle. You know all those services that you can watch your favorite TV shows on like Apple TV or Roku or whatever you use. And you know how during the commercial break, it'll be really loud and it wakes you up from your nap. But if you pay for Hulu per month, there's no commercials. Because we like to watch Futurama before we go to bed. And it would go from being really quiet to, hi, this is Geico. And then Futurama would be this loud. But Geico would be this loud. It's equivalent to that. We essentially paid a premium service. We essentially paid a premium fee to get what we should get for free. And to that postman out there that's not doing his job, and to the post office out there that's not doing their job, and anyone else affiliated with this situation, I got three words for you. It's not I love you. Now, if I was on FM radio doing the Mike Helta after show or the Mike O radio show or the Migs and Swig show, I would not say this. But let me tell you, because it's a podcast and life short, I'll say it. once again, to the mailman and to the post office and everybody affiliated with it, go fuck yourself.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Glad I got that off my chest. This following segment was brought to you by the guy I'm going to see tomorrow. We're going to hang out. He's going to cut my hair. Let me tell you about Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop, over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Now, if you go there and you sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com, because you got to sign up ahead of time. And he's got openings. If you are listening on May 2nd, 2022, he's got openings. But they're going to book up fast. And then when he books up, you have to join the waiting list. But trust me, joining the waiting list is better than going to those chain places. But as of May 2nd, 2022, Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop, has openings. He's the best barber around. He does everything, man. Sign up at richkbarber.com. And when you go there and you sit down in that seat, tell them I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
A56 49 Hoppy. So I'm not a hater of Elon Musk. I'm not a lover of Elon Musk. But let me tell you, if you are getting so upset and so worked up over Elon Musk, I'm going to tell you right now, that's exactly what he wants. The moment you're not talking about somebody is the moment that person becomes irrelevant. Elon Musk is the new Donald Trump. But don't be fooled. What year is this from? 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. At Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me. Ryan Hoppy Radio, gmail.com. This is from 1 year ago. Elon Musk goes on the Joe Rogan podcast. It's a pretty big deal. It's our generation's Johnny Carson. And Elon Musk had this to say about social media.
One of the issues with social media, it's been pointed out by many people, is that I think maybe particularly Instagram.
But not Twitter.
People look like they have a much better life than they really do.
So let me buy one of the biggest social media platforms that has all the hatred where people are trying to make their lives look better. Oh, don't use social media until I buy it.
Right.
So
by design.
Yeah, people are posting pictures of when they're really happy.
On Twitter.
They're modifying those pictures to be better looking.
On Twitter.
Even if they're not modifying the pictures, they're at least selecting the pictures for the best lighting, the best angle. So people basically seem they're way better looking than they basically really are.
Right.
And they're way happier seeming than they really are. So if you look at everyone on Instagram, you might think, man, they're all these happy, beautiful people. And
so you're going to go, but Ryan, he didn't say Twitter. No, no, no. But he's talking about how all of these things affect you. And then he buys the one that has the most hatred, that has the most division. It's almost like he's a hypocrite.
I'm not that good looking and I'm not happy. So I'm a suck, you know, and that's gonna make people sad. So when in fact, those people you think are super happy, actually not that happy.
I think he's talking about himself. I just thought it was ridiculous that he goes on for the next 10 minutes to talk about how you should delete social media. Oh, only Instagram. Make sure you go on Twitter where anonymous people can make an account in 2 seconds. You know what would be the coolest thing he would do? You know what he should do? Is make it where you have to like not be verified, but like knows your IEP address. And you can only have so many accounts. Because you can just type in a fake email and say your name's Billy Bob 123456789080909099. Like a bunch of numbers. And then say mean things. Oh, but let me buy Twitter. That's the way to go. Forget about Instagram. That's not cool. Semi-mean comments. But the biggest platform of hatred? Oh, yeah. Let me hang around that. That's good for mental health. Fuck you, Elon.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
I don't want to talk about Johnny Depp, but it's like the elephant in the room. It won't go away. It's like all of the STDs he has.
Drinking.
You were drinking pretty heavily.
Were you there?
Oh, he's such a see you next Tuesday.
As the courtroom battle between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard rages on, Johnny's ex, Jennifer Grey, is entering the chat.
Oh, yeah. Let's have all his talentless, irrelevant, nobody gives a shit about exes say, oh, my experience with Johnny wasn't good. Neither has your career because you're a talentless loser. Who is going, oh my God, what is Jennifer Grey up to? She's up to so much. She's so talented. Let me see what she's been in. Oh, she was in the film Reckless, which I bet she's reckless if she's dating Johnny Depp. Her latest credit is in 2018 in Duck Duck Goose and voicing Phineas and Ferb. So she's had an okay career, but no one's going, oh my God, Jennifer Grey. I want to talk about her around her water cooler. So then she goes, how can I get some clout? Let me talk about my ex that I'm kind of over.
On Johnny's ex, Jennifer Grey, is entering the chat, claiming that the Oscar nominee was crazy jealous and paranoid when they were together.
Oh, and I bet you're never crazy jealous and paranoid. Because whenever these exes come forward and try to cancel, I'm like, maybe you're talking about yourself as well. I ain't saying Johnny Depp's an angel, but...
Let me get you up to speed.
I think Johnny's biggest problem is being Johnny, and I think he also attracts crazy women. You know those dudes that you're rooting for in life? Maybe you see it on social media or whatever, and they're always banging a crazy chick, and the crazy chick's happy. You're like, man, get yourself a wife, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what Johnny needs.
The 62-year-old Dirty Dancing star started dating Johnny back in 1989.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about something from 33 years ago. Oh, so relevant. Hey, everybody. Everybody out there, including my neighbors that can hear this podcast because I'm loud. Do you guys care about Jennifer Grey? Oh, my God. I love her. You are irrelevant.
And according to The Independent, in her new memoir, Out of the Corner, out Tuesday,
yeah,
the actress writes, the now 58-year-old actor proposed to her within 2 weeks of meeting.
Whoa! No! You telling me when you're in your 20s and you're getting really good sex? I said that in a very politically correct way. I was going to go somewhere else, but it's not 2008. When you're getting laid, sometimes you fall in love real fast. Oh no, Jennifer Grey, tell us all the dark secrets about how he fell in love fast. Oh, he's such a bad guy. I mean, he is, but wow, you're really bringing the juicy gossip, Jennifer Grey, you irrelevant hack.
But things quickly went south as Johnny commuted back and forth from Vancouver, getting into alleged fights in bars and skirmishes with cops.
You know what that is? That's him partying and going crazy. And I just turned it up a little bit. And she's kind of a missionary queen. She's good to wife down, but she didn't want to go out after 8 p.m.
He'd started missing his flights home to L.A., having overslept.
That's what it's called. Banging some hot Vancouver chick. Oh, yeah, I overslept.
Or when he did come home, he'd be crazy jealous and paranoid about what I'd been up to while he was gone.
Yeah, that's him projecting because he was the one that was up to some rowdy behavior.
People have said that to me. They said, you know, now that you're in this position, you gotta...
This is from 88.
You know, watch what you do, I guess, huh? But I don't really want to do that because if...
Yeah. Seems to really work out well for you, though.
If I do that, then I'm being dishonest to myself. And besides being dishonest to myself, I'm being dishonest to the people who are watching.
I don't think you've been honest a day in your life.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m., 2800 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
What up?
Radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And you can always listen to Hoppy Hour on every major podcasting platform by searching Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. That list would be Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, MixCloud, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey. And search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. But you know what seems to be my big audience is truck drivers. So you can always hit me up. Let me know what you think. Because I'm here for you guys. I'm here to entertain you.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
This just in. I found out some breaking news that has hit the Hoppy Hour headquarters in St. Petersburg, Florida, in my one-bedroom apartment. We got some breaking news. American Idol is on TV. I know. That was me saying, I know. Was a quick shout out to Craig Ferguson, who used to say that. I know. Yeah, I had no idea that American Idol was on TV. I don't even think the people that work behind the scenes or work at American Idol or are singing at American Idol, I don't think any of them know that they're at American Idol.
Tonight, your top 10 are trying to win you over again.
So essentially what happened was Ryan Seacrest is up there bored as hell because he's been doing this his whole life. And then Katy Perry falls out of her chair. So edgy and wild. Watch out for Katy Perry. She's really edgy. She fell out of her chair. How creative. That wasn't done a million times in the 2000s.
All right, friends at home, tonight your top 10 are trying to win you over again.
And she looks like the wife from the Flintstones. She kind of looks a little trashy. Katy Perry looking trashy? No way. She's so classy.
All right, friends at home, tonight your top 10 are trying to win you over again.
That laughter is fake. Sounds like the like any of those wacky morning shows that play those fake prank calls or whatever. You know what this sounds like? This laughter right here. You know when like radio DJs will play the pre-canned prank calls? Like, you know the prank calls you hear on the radio and the radio DJ is talking over it like a play-by-play, kind of like a movie director, and they're like playing a fake prank call and then they're laughing in the background? This is that laughter. It's time. time for the Wacky Morning Zoo. I am here. I am spinning the hits on the ones and twos. Yeah, we're so wild and edgy. We're so crazy. The Morning Zoo. So you add that music, and then you add this laughter of the fake prank call, and you got yourself a radio show that can be in 20 cities. Ah, oh, radio people are the absolute worst.
Are you okay?
Katy Perry was a fish out of water during Sunday's live episode of American Idol.
She's always a dead fish, too.
And fell right out of her chair.
Katy in normal clothing is a lot to deal with, but mermaids are, you know, they're challenging.
You sound like an asshole.
It was somewhere between I Love Lucy and I don't know what that was. Slapstick.
Yeah, Lionel Richie. When I think of funny, I think of Katy Perry. She brings so much hilarity.
It was so much fun tonight.
The 37-year-old singer dressed up as Ariel from The Little Mermaid to celebrate Idol's annual Disney night.
Oh, yeah. Really showing off the...
You know what they say. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Oh, so Katy, she straight up hit the floor near the top of the show.
You know, before they're like, just fall out of your chair tonight, can you?
Oh.
All right, friends at home, tonight your top 10 are...
No one's really talking about American Idol for the past 15 years. Can you fall out of your chairs so we can make the news?
So Katy, she straight up hit the floor near the top of the show.
Yeah.
All right, friends at home, tonight your top 10 are trying to win you over again.
That laughter, bro. I'm not going to play that Morning Zoo music, but you could hear the host being like, ha, 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 prank call time. Yuck. I hate fake laughter. People that provide fake laughter are such assholes. Because you're fake. You're not laughing at anything that's funny. You probably think The Big Bang Theory is a good show.
Are you okay?
Cameras didn't actually catch the moment Katy hit the floor, but we could hear it.
Again?
And her fellow judges, Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie, as...
Oh, that's why I don't like you. You're Luke Bryan. You make garbage music.
As well as host Ryan Seacrest, were there in a nanosecond to lend a hand.
Are you all right?
I'm glad they were there in a nanosecond. Her fall to the ground of 2 feet. Oh, did she survive? I hope she survived.
She's all right. She's all right.
She fell 2 feet to the ground because she's a little tipsy because she feels socially awkward being an awful judge on an irrelevant show and she fell to the ground 2 feet. No. At least Paula Abdul back in the day was banging some of the people that went on that show.
Okay.
Paula at least gave us a good time. Katy Perry's nothing.
Happy hour.
If you know. You know.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
That wasn't about anything. This following segment's been brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. When I tell you that he is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not put you in the wrong direction. For all the info, FitSageFitness.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
He never holds back. And he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Oh my God! Bizarre!
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarre! I love you! Bizarre! I love you!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
This is Happy Hour. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy. Man, my voice is cracking from pretending to be a hack radio DJ. Or am I just projecting? Not at all. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Actually, this music sounds like when I went to the Peppa Pig Park with my girlfriend at the grand opening 2 months ago. Which means that's what it sounds like when you have kids because they listen to this all day. Yeah, this sound is good for two things. Listening to a talentless hack DJ that needs other people's material. Or having kids. And I don't know what's worse.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
It's Red Carpet Official.
Yep.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson make their red carpet debut.
Hell yeah, Pete. And I'm genuinely meaning this when I say this. He beat his social anxiety. Oh, you know, she gave him a good hummer beforehand. Just saying.
At the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday evening, Kim stunned in a silver dress by Balenciaga couture. When it comes to jewelry...
Oh, yeah, the name dropping. That's when you know you're rich, is when you got to name drop the outfit you wore, because you're so much different than us, even though you're going to be laying in the ground someday and you poop. But, oh, you wore a fancy dress because you were lucky to be born into this earth and have money? Whoa, you're so cool!
Kim stunned in a silver dress by Balenciaga couture. When it comes to jewelry, the Kardashian star kept it simple but bold.
Oh, she's so strong. She's a strong woman.
With diamond stud earrings and a ring by Lorraine Schwartz.
She ain't that strong. You seen the Ray J tape from 17 years ago? He's planning all the work.
The 41-year-old allowed the dress to do the talking by rocking a soft glam makeup look and wearing her hair long, wet, and wavy. Pete looked dapper by her side.
He does look good, man. He's got a little bit of a beard going on. You know she wants that. Have a rugged look.
Ah! And wore a Prada suit with a skinny tie.
You know, it's got to be weird for his mom.
While coordinating with a pair of dark black sunglasses and classic black and white Vans.
Okay, for the longest time, I thought shades were the douchiest thing. Oh, I thought they were so douchey. It is if you're a radio DJ. But you know what happened? I bought shades at the Mike Calta Cruise. And the craziest thing happened. I wore them while on air, and it's kind of cool to wear shades. Like, it actually helps out anxiety. So Pete Davidson wearing shades, I get it, bro.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Pete and Kim kept their PDA moments on the carpet subtle.
Hell yeah, you keep it classy, because she puts the ass in class.
From staring into each
other. And he puts the ass in crass.
Other's eyes, to Pete resting his hands on Kim's lower back. And here's another moment where the comedian is captured whispering in the Skims founder's ear.
I'm gonna take you down later.
I love that.
Known as the nerd prom, Pete and Kim were in good company at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Oh my God, can anybody but Trevor Noah have been the host of that? I don't get Trevor Noah. He's funny. Here's what Trevor Noah is. He's a good host. None of his jokes land, but we've been kind of forced upon him.
As President Joe...
Because people that watch him are just looking to hear a liberal agenda. And Joe Biden didn't even know he was there. And they were talking about Americans being poor. And Joe Biden was laughing. Glad to see our piece of shit president's really showing his true colors. Oh, when Joe Biden does it, who cares? But Trump would have done that? No way!
It's dinner. As President Joe Biden, First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, and more were in attendance.
Dr. Jill Biden, the person that's got the remote control to take care of the robot, which she's not doing a good job of.
Trevor Noah hosted the event, which made its official return after a two-year hiatus.
2 years away? Oh, and you give us Trevor Noah? Thank you for mediocrity.
On the red carpet, ET spoke with Gayle King and Drew Barrymore, who gave their reaction to seeing Kim and Pete together at the dinner.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to go out of their way, Gayle King and Drew Barrymore. I'm sure they're going to be honest and not kiss ass, because they're genuine. They're genuine reporters.
Keat. It's so exciting.
Is that the new Keat?
Yes,
is that their name?
Your name, oh, Keat. Okay. What would we have done without Bennifer? You know, now we combine everybody's names.
Gayle King just seems like such a bad person. She doesn't seem to get along with anybody. I wouldn't either if I had to have sex with Oprah.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
The hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about the best top 40 station in all of the universe. ZRadioLive.com has all the links of how you can listen to Z Radio Live. But you can go to the Odyssey or TuneIn app, search up Z Radio Live. And every Friday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central, you can listen to
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Whoa, hey! Oh, hey! It's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain!
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. If you're traditional, I genuinely want to hear from you. But if you tweet me a really mean message, I'll block you, you fucking scumbag.
Watch out.
Oh, we have so much to get into.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Let me tell you. If you're listening live on ZRadioLive.com, because if you're listening via a podcast app, I don't have to tell you about the apps I'm on. But if you're listening live, I'm on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Amazon Music, Odyssey, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn. I don't know. All the platforms. Search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio, and spread the word. Listen to me during a talk show's commercial break, and you'll be hooked.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are ready to tie the knot. For real.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried. But now that I know that these two weirdos are going to be getting married, my life is forever improved. You know what else I'm wondering, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? I'm wondering if everything that Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker do, that everything that Megan Fox and MGK do, I'm wondering if they're really that edgy or if they're putting on an act because they want to seem crazy. Like, are they really drinking each other's blood or are they eating ice cream and watching true crime documentaries like the rest of us?
This time. The lovebirds recently jetted off to Italy for a dreamy vacation.
Oh, that must be nice. Ah, it's a Tuesday afternoon. Let's go on our private jet to Italy.
But their trip abroad also reportedly involved some wedding planning, a source told People.
Oh, that's good.
The insider noted that the pair's first stop in Milan was, quote, wedding related, and Court and Travis are expected to get married, quote, soon. But the source also revealed that the upcoming nuptials will be an intimate affair, and the blushing bride is keeping all the major details a secret.
That's good. You don't want her mom out there telling everybody. Well, I wouldn't care if her mom was telling everybody, but for Kourtney, because she's kind of kept herself kind of low-key, but not really, but at the same time, kind of. I don't know if that makes any sense. Like, she's kept herself low-key by not being low-key. It's weird, because you can tell that Kris Kardashian really wants to exploit her more, but she's been pretty prude.
After visiting Milan, the two enjoyed some R&R in Lake Como, and luckily for fans, Kourtney took to Instagram to share some pics from their Italian getaway.
Oh, I look so relatable. Let me dig into my bank account and pay for that vacation. Soon, though. Soon I'm going to have money!
The Pooch founder and the Blink-182 drummer started dating back in January 2021, and Travis later popped the big question in October of that same year. The couple surprised fans by having a Las Vegas wedding ceremony after attending the Grammys last month,
yeah.
But it wasn't legally binding since the duo did not have a marriage license at the time.
I don't care anymore, so they're going to get married sometime, and it has nothing to do with me. What the hell's going on with Amber Heard?
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Amber Heard is switching things up.
What's she gonna take a shit on the couch now?
Amber Heard is switching things up.
Just days before, the 36-year-old is set to take the stand in Johnny Depp's ongoing defamation trial again.
Yeah, it is ongoing. This won't go away. Why do we get Johnny Depp every day saying nothing, but we can't get the Ghislaine, I don't want to say her, I don't even know how to say her real name, and I'm glad I don't know how to say her name, Ghislaine Maxwell, the whatever, the pimp director for Jeffrey Epstein. Why do we not get any courtroom footage of any of that? Why do we not get any of the info? But, oh, Johnny Depp having a girlfriend take a shit on his bed and they beat each other up? Oh, yeah, that's fair game. That is elitist bullshit.
Enster Heard hired a new crisis management firm. NBC News confirms.
I don't think any crisis firm can fix this dirty, rotten bitch.
The Aquaman actress cut ties with Precision Strategies, an organization based on the East Coast, after allegedly expressing frustration over coverage of the trial that may have favored her ex-husband. Sources familiar with the situation told NBC News. Heard has now enlisted the services of The Management Group, a company based in New York and Los Angeles with Hollywood experience.
That's good. Seems like it's really going to work out for her. The biggest problem is it all goes back to her, and she's a sociopathic. See you next Tuesday. So I don't know if it's going to really work out.
CEO David Shane confirmed to NBC News.
Yeah.
The changeup comes after Depp took the stand last week and shared his version of events.
I don't know why I find him so hateable, but I do. There is something about Johnny Depp that I find so hateable. He is just so punchable. Oh, I despise him with all my heart.
And just days before Heard is expected to testify on Wednesday. Depp and Heard are now in their fourth week of their trial.
Yeah, it's been 4 weeks of this garbage. It's like an STD. They're not going to go away.
And
when I think of STDs, the picture-perfect example would be these two tramps.
Expected to last several more weeks.
Ugh.
Sweeney Todd star is suing his ex over a 2018 op-ed she wrote for the Washington Post, alleging she was a victim of domestic abuse.
I'm sure she was. She ain't innocent. She ain't really pretty either, but I'm sure she was. They're both victims. Also, I don't care. The next person that hooks up with her, you could have... Okay. Let's say she meets a really nice guy next, Amber Heard does. And you go on a few dates, and then you finally get to bang her after her third date. And, she really brings it. She really brings it. Like, she looks sexy as hell. Amber Heard, oh, my God, girl! She brings out the whips and change, and you're like, I'm about to have sex with Amber Heard. Oh, it's going to feel so good. There's two things that are gross about it. Number one, you're Eskimo Brothers with Johnny Depp and half of Hollywood. And number two, she pooped on a bed. That kind of never really leaves your mind. But honestly, having sex with Johnny Depp is probably grosser than shitting on a bed.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Here's the sound of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard having sex. Yeah, baby. You know I was Jack Sparrow? I was Jack Sparrow. Did you know that? I was Jack Sparrow. All right, man. It's getting really weird. Leave it to me to make it weird. This has been brought to you by RyanHoppyRadio.com. Has all the info on this award-winning podcast known as Hoppy Hour. This has also been, this segment has been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up. DJ Tone Tampa, a.k.a. WestchasePrinting on Instagram. They'll hook you up. You see that banner I've been putting up that I post pictures with? DJ Tone Tampa made that at WestchasePrinting.com. And had you gone there prior, you were going to get hooked up with a top-notch deal. But here is the thing. When you name drop me, DJ Talent Tampa at westchaseprinting.com. Name drop me on the invoice and he'll hook you up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Kylie Jenner is sharing the love on a special occasion.
What? She's STD free?
The beauty mogul wished boyfriend Travis Scott a happy 31st birthday on April 30th with a...
Remember when he, like, watched his fans die and his fans were in denial? Astroworld! And then Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian began banging right after and we forgot about Astroworld. I wonder if that's just a coincidence.
A romantic social media tribute calling the rapper her love and best friend.
Oh, but when he's banging side chicks and taking part in orgies, he's just expressing himself.
Kylie posted a cuddly photo of the pair on her Instagram story and captioned the snap, "The most special person and father to our babies."
Oh, yeah, he totally seemed like he wanted to be there when she took the video from the room she was about to give birth in, and he was wearing a hoodie and trying to hide his face from the side chicks. Oh, yeah, he's father of the air. Deadbeat dads are the worst.
The 24-year-old and the hip-hop superstar welcomed their second child in early February,
yeah.
A son originally named Wolf, though his famous parents have since decided to change it and are keeping his new moniker under wraps for now.
Oh, that's good. We're so worried.
Kylie and Travis are also parents to 4-year-old daughter Stormy.
Oh, that's good, son. She's in love with a piece of shit. All right, all the Kardashians.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Kardashian Roundup. Let's jump into it today with Kourtney Kardashian because she absolutely stunned her Instagram fans when she posted an array of vacation pics from Lake Como, Italy that she took with her fiance, Travis Green, her boyfriend, Pete Davidson.
Oh geez, the world's ending. I'm just trying to move on because we've already covered this. We've already gone through this. Hollywood Life is annoying me. They are driving me nuts. They're driving me out of this world. Next video.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with Britney Spears and her fiance, Sam Asghari.
I don't know if I trust him or not, but we're going to find out either way.
The fitness model was recently on Access Hollywood with Mario Lopez and revealed that he almost ruined his own marriage proposal.
Yeah, he seems like kind of a doofus.
Recall back in September, just days before Sam popped the big question, a photo emerged on social media of a round, brilliant-cut diamond ring engraved with the word Lioness, which is Sam's nickname for Britney.
Oh, that's good.
It turns out that Sam did take the photo in question, but he accidentally posted it on Instagram.
How do you accidentally... Okay, first you gotta accidentally post on Instagram. Okay, so you gotta click on your app. You gotta open up Instagram on accident. And then you gotta click on the little plus feature, the little plus sign in the middle, and then go post or story or reel. And then you gotta click on post. And then you gotta click on the photo on accident. All these things have been on accident. And then you gotta write the caption and then click share. Oh, it was such an accident.
Shut up!
While he was trying to share the video to his sisters.
Totally. It totally wasn't a publicity stunt because they're kind of becoming irrelevant because she's free now.
At the time, Sam claimed he had been hacked on social media, and luckily he covered it up real quick to the pop star and said he was still looking around for the perfect ring.
Okay.
Rookie mistake, Sam. You got to be sharper than that.
Yeah, come on now.
Moving on to Kanye West and his never-ending presidential plans.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. But anyways, the Donda star recently appeared on Future's newest track, Keep It Burning.
I gotta listen to Future's new music. Can you believe that he's been around for 11 years? We are all getting old.
And the track seemingly referenced his ex, Kim Kardashian, and his plans to run for the White House.
I'm glad he's really moved on.
2024. During the song, Kanye can be heard rapping about his spouse supporting him during his campaign when he decides to run again. Now, recall, Ye has made it clear on several occasions that he would like to rekindle his failed romance with the Skims founder, and he's even made several grand public gestures, including begging Kim to run right back to me during...
Oh, that's going to work, begging women to come back. Yeah!
His December charity concert with Drake. However, at the time of this recording, it's unclear when the song was recorded, but what do you guys think about the track? Let us know in the comments. All right, and now on to Harry Styles, because he is stepping up to the plate to support...
Oh, hell yeah. He's going to swing a home run, right? Is he playing for the Yankees?
His girlfriend, Olivia Wilde. Recall this week, the director seemed to have been served custody papers.
That was awesome. And then she was out bitching about it. But men have been served papers all the time and nobody defends a man. But when a woman served papers, oh, she's a victim.
From her ex-fiance, Jason Sudeikis.
That was a gangster move. All right, there.
In front of a whole crowd.
Oh, no, the embarrassment. But whenever a man served papers in public, oh, you go. Men are the worst. Oh, but I thought we wanted everything equal.
While speaking at CinemaCon. Well, Hollywood Life has learned exclusively that Harry is doing everything he can to support Olivia emotionally.
What, by wearing a dress? I'm here for you, babe.
Emotionally through all of this. And despite the fact that he doesn't have children of his own, he sees how much love she has for her kids.
Yeah, let me see here. How old is Olivia Wilde? Let me see her. She's so wild and crazy. She is 38 years old. How old is Harry Styles? Let me see here. 38, and then Harry is 28. So you know what this is? He's banging an older cougar, banging an older woman, and he's kind of just chilling. Well, he's kind of mature, kind of not. Never met the guy. Don't really know much. But he's definitely just banging an older woman. And he's like, yeah, man, Jason Sudeikis sucks. I'm just here because I'm banging a cougar. Yeah. The thing she does in the bedroom, she's a real cougar. You like that cougar sound effect? This is what it's like banging a middle-aged woman.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
It's time for the curtain to close at the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
No!
The comedian took to social media this week to announce that she had taped the final episode of her long-running namesake talk show.
Way too long-running.
And it will be airing on May 26th. Quote, when we started the show in 2003, the iPhone didn't exist. Social media didn't exist.
Yeah, it kind of did.
Exist. Gay marriage wasn't legal. We watched the world change, sometimes for the better, sometimes not.
She can bring up the iPhone didn't exist or the gay marriage or the social media, but the biggest thing that we've learned in 18 years is that she's a dirty, rotten bitch.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ah, man. So the breaking news is a lot of people from the White House are getting COVID. And no one's crucifying them. Remember when Trump got COVID and other people in the office? Oh, they're pieces of shit. It's almost like politics is a bunch of nothing. It's almost like politicians are phony baloney pieces of shit. Speaking of phony baloney pieces of shit, the state of Alabama has some weird news. Alabama having weird news? Who would have seen that coming?
Just released surveillance images show accused killer Casey White 3 days before his jailbreak. He's on the run with the female jail official now accused of helping him escape.
We're gonna, this is gonna really work out for us, right?
A warrant was issued for her arrest today.
Dummy.
August Bolo for missing Lauderdale County deputy and Lauderdale County inmate. Man.
Sorry about that. Just devastated. That she was involved in this.
We have some of the worst marijuana laws in the world. And you would have to smoke and be high all day long to live in Alabama. Because who the hell goes, oh my God, I want to live in Alabama. 856-49, happy.
The jailbreak happened on Vicky White's last day on the job.
That's got to be some crisis. Like, you're literally, oh, dummy. But then again, the combined IQ of Alabama is not very high.
She had put in her retirement papers just the day before after 17 years with the sheriff's department and an exemplary record.
Yeah, that's the kinky ones.
She also just sold her house and had plenty of cash.
Oh, that's good. Seems like it's really going to end well for her. You know what else is going to really end well for people? Being an influencer.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Influencers seduced by plastic surgery promotion? Warrant of damages. Plastic surgery? Not being good for you? Whoa, what a concept.
At 22 years old, Sebastian Bales has already amassed nearly 13 million followers on TikTok.
And his face is all like gross looking. He looks like he looks like one of the humans in like Finding Nemo. Like, he doesn't look like a real person.
I've had my cheekbones, my nose, I've had an eyebrow lift.
Because I'm overcompensating because I hate myself deep down.
Lips done.
A body of work that includes a lot of work on his body.
You're just 20.
He's working on his face, and he really should be working on his mental health.
22 years old. Why do you need to have all these procedures done?
Yeah, why?
I feel like when I'm on camera all the time, I'm always getting nitpicked by, you know, viewers, haters.
That's the problem, is you're letting the haters get to you. They're always going to hate. They're going to say your surgery sucks. They're going to say you suck, which is fine.
People that are always judging you.
Oh.
You feel the need to want to, I guess, make everybody happy.
So how many times are you going to have to get it to feel better about yourself? Oh, when I get my 89th operation, then the haters will go away.
He's not alone. NBC News spoke to 12 social media personalities with...
Oh, that's good. You guys put in the research. Whoa!
Audiences ranging from 100,000 to more than 10 million followers.
More followers than your page.
They all feel the pressure to achieve perfection.
Well, that's not going to happen. Especially not on social media. But hey, keep messing up your face. I bet you're going to look really good when you're 50 years old.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49, Hoppy. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And let me spend this moment to talk about the best podcasting network around. QuadPod, QuadPod.com/RyanHoppyRadio. And that's the most important thing to remember, Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Whoa, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Backstage, I was like, whoop, I'm getting canceled.
Pete Davidson can take a joke.
Yeah, he can. He also takes a lot of vagina.
Pete performed at Netflix.
the elite, elite of elite vagina.
Backstage, I was like, whoop, I'm getting canceled.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson can take a joke. Pete performed at Netflix Is a Joke, the festival at the Hollywood Bowl on April 28th in L.A.
Yep.
And it didn't take long for Kim Kardashian's new man to bring up his past drama with Kanye West.
You know, he just wanted to piss off Kanye, which I don't think is the smartest decision, but hey, what do I know?
The 28-year-old comedian reportedly opened his set with a joke that poked fun at the fact that Kanye once accused Pete of having AIDS. Pete riffed that he had actually believed the rumors because, after all, Kanye is a genius. Pete has been on the receiving end of a string of insults from Ye since he started dating Kim in fall 2021. The two went Instagram official in March and have been slowly but surely sharing their relationship with the public.
Eat them out. Anyway, come to my show if you feel like it. If not, Mulaney and Chappelle will do it shows too, so go to them. Bye.
The next
All right.
night on April 29th, Pete hosted another Netflix show, which was called Pete Davidson and Best Friends.
Oh, so he's doing a lot of work. That's good for him. 856-49-HOPPY.
New ABC News Washington Post poll shows a majority of voters don't approve of the job President Biden is doing.
Oh, I thought he was so good.
The president poked fun.
He was going to fix all our problems.
At those polling numbers.
Or just create more. He's a dementia piece of shit.
Numbers at the White House Correspondents' Dinner this weekend. Take a look.
Thank you, Steve, for that introduction. And a special.
I shit my diaper.
Thanks to the 42% of you actually applauded.
I did not expect to laugh at a Joe Biden joke because his approval rating is up to 42%. And it raises. I love how they named this video. Biden approval rating rises 5 points since February, now at 42%, trying to make it seem like, oh, you went from, like, that's failing. You went 37% to 42. That's like when you don't do good in class at all, and then at the end of the year, you get two C's and it goes up. But I got to give this to Joe Biden. That was pretty funny. Like, there's moments that you see when he was normal and you realize he's long gone.
And a special thanks to the 42% of you actually applauded.
Now, ABC's Kenneth.
I love how the media, I love how they show, like, the one time that he had a complete sentence. You know, that's got to drive the liberal media nuts. And they're going through the rib. And they're trying to find, like, the one coherent sentence that dummy ever said.
Now, ABC's Kenneth Moten joins me live now for more on this new poll. Kenneth, the president, obviously he's trying to make light of this, and his approval rating is up 5 points since February, but it's still just 42%. What do these numbers tell you?
That we don't like him. 856-49-HOPPY. What does it say about a person that they can't even get 50% of people to approve of them? That you're a terrible fucking president.
He's got a beautiful bachelor.
Dad, oh, he got all of that one.
Known for making his audiences laugh on screen, this morning, allegations of Bill Murray's inappropriate behavior off screen are triggering renewed criticism. The legendary actor now speaking out about why he says being mortal, his latest film, halted production last month, telling CNBC.
I had a difference of opinion with
Bill Murray's got those creepy vibes, man. I don't get good vibes from him. I don't go, hey, I want to hang out with Bill Murray. Anybody who crashes a wedding and makes it about them, come on now.
The woman I'm working with, I did something I thought was funny, and it wasn't taken that way.
Yeah, you always feel like you got to command the room, which is by proxy demanding the room.
Searchlight Pictures told NBC News they could not comment on their investigation, and Murray did not elaborate on who was involved or what happened on the set of the movie, which also stars Aziz Ansari, Seth Rogen, and Kiki Palmer.
As of now, we're talking and we're trying to make peace with each other. I think that's where the real issue is.
The incident has brought renewed attention to past accusations about Murray's on-set behavior.
They're not Chinese. They're not fighting. They're blueberry.
Alex, you okay?
Last year, Charlie's Angels co-star Lucy Liu telling the LA Times about their argument during filming.
Bill starts to sort of hurl insults. Some of the language was inexcusable and unacceptable, and I was not going to just sit there and take it.
And just last month, Richard Dreyfuss's son, Ben, tweeted that Murray had thrown an ashtray at his father on the set of What About Bob in 1991, after Dreyfuss had told producers about Murray's aggressive behavior.
Yeah, Bill Murray just does not, I don't know, he just seems like he just thinks he's important.
Ben later writing, apparently he hasn't changed.
Yeah, whatever. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, and let's start this one off with Katy Perry and her not-so-useful fins. Last night, the singer went...
The thing with so many celebrity news reports is some of them are covering the same news. So let me go right here.
The Met. Moving on to some somber news with Naomi Judd. This weekend, the country music industry suffered some devastating news after the singer passed away at the age of 76. This news came just one day prior to the Country Music Hall of Fame ceremony, in which Naomi was set to be inducted as part of the Judds, alongside her daughter, Winona Judd. Winona and her sister, Ashley Judd, appeared at the event holding each other through tears as they paid tribute to their iconic mother. According to Taste of Country, Winona told the crowd that she didn't prepare anything tonight because she knew her mom would probably have talked the most. The HL fam is sending our best during this difficult time to the Judd family. All right, and now on to Rihanna and ASAP Rocky, because even with a baby on the way, Ri will still find a way to support her man. This weekend...
Hell yeah, you know Rihanna's not sure about ASAP, but she's got to do something. She's got a kid.
And footage caught the pregnant 34-year-old backstage at Rocky's Smokers Club festival show in West Hollywood.
That's good.
Dancing and definitely making it known that she is his biggest fan.
All right, that's good. She's his biggest fan until he keeps going to other side chicks. Speaking of side chicks.
Ray J calls out a claim about Kanye West's delivery of sex tape footage to Kim Kardashian, quote, so untrue. During the April...
Ray J just needs to let it go, man.
28th episode of The Kardashians, Kim got emotional as she explained the importance of what Kanye delivered to her just hours before her Saturday Night Live hosting debut back in October.
I want to show you guys what he got me. He got me all of the sex tape back.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
And he flew home and got...
That's a good man. He brought his sex tape back. That is a good man. All fathers want to have that someday. My daughter's sex tape. Yeah, the dude brought it back. You're a really good guy. You are a noble person. You're someone I don't want to be around. I don't care. I also don't care about this anymore. 856-49-HOPPY.
In London now, a three-time Wimbledon champion is heading to prison.
Ah, that's a good sentence.
German tennis great Boris...
I'd rather be in prison than play tennis.
Becker was sentenced to 2.5 years on Friday for illicitly transferring large amounts of money and hiding assets after he was declared bankrupt.
Ah, it sounds like life went really well for you.
The 54-year-old has denied all charges, saying he acted on expert advice.
Ah... Sounds like you got the real experts.
Becker won 6 Grand Slam titles in the 80s and 90s, rising to the number of 1 ranking for a brief time.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for watching our YouTube channel.
Yeah, what do you want, Al Roker?
Find your favorite recipes, celebrity interviews.
Oh, no. Forget about going on Tumblr or forget about going on Google to find recipes. I'm going to go to the Today Show. Get out of here.
Hope Solo is ready to begin her recovery journey.
If a man does any of the crimes she does, the man is prosecuted. But oh, Hope Solo beat up her boyfriend. Oh, but she means well. It's called a double standard.
The soccer star announced on Twitter Friday that she'll be voluntarily entering an inpatient treatment program to address her, quote, challenges with alcohol.
Yeah, it seems like she's got a drinking problem. She seems like that type of bitch that like drinks a lot and is like, hey, I'm going to punch somebody.
Adding, at this time, my energies and focus are totally directed to my health, healing, and taking care of my family. The 40-year-old...
I mean, if anybody else was accused of like attacking the significant other and getting a DUI with the kids in the car and blah, 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 the man's crucified. Oh, he's the worst. But Hope Solo did it. She mean well. She went through a lot. You can't have... feminism, and you can't have, oh, equal rights, but then when the heterosexual white man does it, he's the worst. That's called a double standard. And everybody out there, you're doing what everyone has done since the beginning of time. Since the beginning of time, the man has gotten away with everything. And now females are getting rights. So if we want things to be equal, they truly have to be. Until then, sit down, shut up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
Money. And like that, he's gone.